Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I can never see myself, you know, not with those two guys. I understand this league changes and there's so many things that go into it and we're not going to play forever, but, you know, we've experienced so much together. And at the end of the day, like, again, I know they want to win, I know I want to win, and that's all I'm worried about.
Now back to the morning roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, Steph. Tough night for Steph Curry. Tough stretch since the All-Star break. Last night, Stephen Curry, 6 turnovers. He's credited with 6 turnovers, 22 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. And the Kings did a great job of limiting his 3-point attempts. He only got 7 3-point attempts up. 7. He was 3-7, 8-16 overall. Kings did a great job. You got to tip your cap to Keon Ellis, tip your cap to Keegan Murray. They did a hell of a job. Kings had multiple help defenders, and they said, anybody but Steph. Anybody but Steph. And the Warriors didn't have enough as the Kings starters outscored the Warriors starters 104-48. And just like that, the season abruptly ends. The Warriors don't make it past a 9-10 game. They would have had to win in Friday just to make the playoffs. We had our doubts about that. But boy, what a tough ending here. Klay Thompson, 31 minutes, 36 seconds. 0-10, 0-6 from 3, 0 points. Andrew Wiggins, 4-11, 12 points, 3 rebounds. The starters, the big boys, did not play well. TJD only played 10 minutes and 35 seconds. That's a resounding, tough pill to swallow. And so what do we do now as we enter, in a way, Shasky, a very refreshing situation here for me where I thought, okay, let's get to the offseason. I've been waiting to get to the offseason, waiting to get to talk about what needs to happen or what could happen or what may happen. We're here now. The future is here now after watching that last night, and they just cannot. You know, I know there was talk about, hey, let's run it back. If Draymond Green doesn't get suspended for 17 games, maybe they're a 6 seed or a 5 seed. There's no chance in hell that Joe Lacob is running this back with the money he spent on this team. There will be changes, folks.
Well, and to get better, they have to figure out some of their salary cap stuff. I sent you the long article from Bobby Marks, and we'll get into it throughout the day or throughout the week or whatever. Like, there's a lot of financial dominoes that they have to accomplish to even make moves.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I want to stop and pause on, this had zero to do, even though the last 3 or 4 years, I feel like that just not you and me, but just fans, the media, both locally and nationally, just the young guys are the reason this isn't better. The young guys, they miss here. The young guys, dog, if the young guys didn't play last night, you got ran out of the gym in the first half. And I'm not saying that the young guys are sitting here ready to be the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the appropriate thing to break down today is how the top dogs aren't good enough, or need to be reimagined, or they need to move some pieces around. Like, to me, the young guys are, we need to praise the young guys for getting them to the 10 spot.
Kuminga had a hell of a third year. Pajimski had a hell of a rookie year. And Trace Jackson Davis popped. Moses Moody yesterday stayed ready. 16 points. His jolt in the second quarter got the Warriors back into the game. He scored like 7 straight, 8 straight. I mean, wow, Moses Moody. Maybe he should play a little bit more. And he was out of the rotation. But here's the reality of the situation. As well as the young guys played yesterday, they should be credited for having a solid season. It's not good enough. Why? Because the big dogs are now past their prime, and the youngsters have yet to hit their prime. You're in a weird situation here with both the youngsters and the veterans. The veterans are just a little too old. They're a little north of 30. And they're long, and just those little ticks off. Like, Steph Curry is not the same player, obviously, that he was 2 years ago. But just those little ticks off where you lose a little bit of speed. You lose a little bit of explosiveness. That matters in a game like last night, because as an older guy, you have to almost be perfect with all your movements, all your passes. And if you're not, these young guys are going to harp on it. And that's what they did yesterday. They feasted on whether you're a tick off or a tick late as an older player. Yeah. You don't have that same explosiveness. But when you get old, you get old. And now you got the young players who just haven't been there before. They don't have the experience, and they don't know yet how to really play the NBA game yet. They're still learning how to play it.
I hear you. Like, CP3 is very old. Curry is even old. And Clay and Draymond. But what's the excuse for Wiggins?
Wiggins,
and I'm not trying
know,
to, it's
man.
Not all on Wiggins.
Know.
That's not what I'm saying.
I don't know.
But, like, what's his excuse?
There's no excuses. Wiggins played better ball down the stretch, but it wasn't good enough. And when you give Andrew Wiggins the extension, $400 million, we all thought, boy, this is a bargain. You stole Andrew Wiggins for four years and $109 million. And I think what's baked in is that the fans, for the second year in a row, when he left for personal reasons, whether or not, it's not our business what happened with Andrew Wiggins, number one. It's not our business. He had to go away. His dad, what I hear, is very, very sick. His brother went away from Europe to go visit his dad. Some people handled it differently. Like, I'm not going to tell a player how to react to a family member being sick or whatnot. I don't know that relationship. I'm not going to get into that relationship. But the fact is, on the floor, it just wasn't good enough. It wasn't good enough.
But he's not the only one in his prime.
No, he's not the only.
GP2, not available enough. You swung a deal. Look, you
swung. But is Wiggins past his prime? I don't know if he's in his prime yet, because you got to think he's been in this league since he was 18, 19 years old.
So you think
he's played a lot of basketball. A lot of basketball in his career. I don't know if he's past his prime, but is Wiggins prime good enough to carry a team? It obviously wasn't good enough in Minnesota.
Not even carry a team. He had career lows across the board.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
So, like, forget carry the team. Just average your averages. And he couldn't do that. So, like, it's never one thing. There's a pie chart of culpability. But and it is funny to me. Like, we spent all this time, Wiseman, it doesn't line up. It doesn't line up. You missed on Wiseman. And you traded for GP2, and how'd that help
you? But that miss for Wiseman
was
a massive miss.
But you'd have been in the same exact spot with Wiseman.
Maybe.
Whether you made the deal or not.
No.
And everybody wanted. I'm just saying, we blamed him. And I don't think that's fair.
No,
and
that's
Jordan
not
Poole,
fair.
We blamed
but
him.
But that pick, and the Jordan Poole pick is massive. And it hurt you last night.
Does paying a bunch of guys.
It does.
I agree. But so does paying a bunch of guys, you know, a top dollar, which doesn't afford you other options to be able to swing a trade.
But at the time you paid for Wiggins, it was all acceptable. The deal hasn't worked out. Right, if you had to go back in time, and when they signed Andrew Wiggins to that four-year, $109 million extension, how'd you feel?
Well, no, at that time,
I thought it was a good deal.
But Bonte, at the deadline, I knew, like, all right, get anything you can for this guy, because I want to open up a spot for Kuminga. That's the way I felt. And people could say, well, Joe, you'd have got pennies on the dollar. So be it.
Nobody was talking about trading Andrew Wiggins at the deadline. I didn't hear anybody talking about that.
Well, I wanted to.
And I didn't. You didn't say anything to me about it. That's the first time I heard about that.
I've been done with Wiggins for quite a while.
But Wiggins started playing well, and everybody accepted it. Everybody accepted it. For that deal. Everybody accepted that deal. I'm not here to defend Andrew Wiggins. Because Andrew Wiggins, when Clay was struggling, everybody pointed the finger at Clay. And I'm like, hey, guys, Andrew Wiggins is averaging 12.5 points a game. He's your lockdown defender, your two-way player who's supposed to take the next step. And it's not working out.
And both of those guys came up short, right?
So all these guys came
up short. But Clay, here's the thing with Clay. Clay, I get it. Like, devastating injuries.
Well, now you get it.
Well, no. Getting it and then explaining that he's not the same player are two separate things.
I mean, like
we put a similar to Brandon Belt being in the four hole. He was miscast as a cleanup hitter. Klay Thompson
was miscast as a number two option, and I admit that. That's been baked into it.
Yes,
that's people's fault for thinking that he could be a number two option. Klay in his head wanted to be a number two option again, but I knew once he came back, he was never going to be the number two option. He was not the number two option going into the playoffs when they won a championship game. He shouldn't have been the number two option last season. He shouldn't. But that's the way the roster was constructed. Let's take...
I think psyche played a big part of that, too, because clearly him and Steve Kerr had a lot of conversations just about his own mental state of mind. And I get that, but that's a reality of something they had to deal with.
888-957-9570. We got a lot of calls here. I want to get to the calls on the other side. We get to everybody here. Lines are packed right now as we talk about the Warrior season coming to an abrupt end. What do you do now? What do you do? What is the first move? There's a lot going on here with the Golden State Warriors. A lot of guys didn't play up to their standards. Just a tough, tough scene. And last night was a microcosm of what really was an up-and-down season for the Golden State Warriors. So what do they do now? What do they do? That's all coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises.
I'm so upset!
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.